This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and today's guest is director of a new member of the TFDI, Emerald Capital. Emerald Capital is an alternative lender specializing in trade finance solutions. Its focus is on short-term financing on a revolving basis, priding themselves on making quick and flexible lending decisions to help grow their clients' businesses. Moritz Hill is director at Emerald Capital, who joins me from Dubai and is going to tell us more. Hi, Moritz.
Hi, Andy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Now, before you tell us about Emerald Capital, can you give us a little of your background and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Moritz Hill. I'm from Germany, born and raised there, went to university in Germany and studied business administration. In the last 10 years or 15 years, actually by now, I've spent overseas in South Africa as well in the UAE. My background actually is more on the mining side as well as commodity trade. So I spent a lot of time in the past sitting at the table on the other side, seeking funding for our trades we did in the commodity space. And in 2020, we started Emerald Capital and decided to be on the other side of the table.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about that, how you started, why you started it, and all about Emerald Capital.
So Emerald Capital, we were approached in 2018, actually already in South Africa, by a group of gentlemen who used to be in the trade finance business in South Africa. They just had left another company and were looking for potential funders for their business. We looked at it and it took us almost 1.5 years before we actually then decided to go ahead with this business venture. And so we started in March 2020. We all know what happened then, the first big lockdown thanks to COVID. And so, yeah, the first 1.5 years were usually, as expected, pretty slow from a business point of view. Especially South Africa had long lockdowns and then obviously got hit by Omicron as well in terms of international travel bans and things like that. I think it taught us pretty quickly that we can achieve a lot of things actually remotely. Most of the people were working from home, obviously, at the time. We just had rented office space as well, but nobody was really able to use it. And we basically started out of the home offices of our staff, and myself was already in Dubai and couldn't leave Dubai also for quite some time, but I think we still managed to get it off the ground. And
And tell us a bit about the services that you offer. What do you offer?
So the majority of our business at this stage within the South African entity is on the payable side. We're leaning now more towards receivable finance. And out of our UK office, we do mainly export finance in dollars and other currencies, where the South African business is focusing on rand business. I think we focus on SMEs in terms of clients. We usually start from around $200,000 size facility up to around $3.5 million, and trying to capture the market in that segment and focus a lot on Africa and the Middle East.
And how does Emerald Capital differentiate itself in the global trade space? Why are you different? Why are you special? And how does this contribute to closing the trade finance gap?
I think, I don't know whether we are so special or not, but what we're definitely trying to do is using technology a lot. So we're a small team. We're trying to automate. We're developing portions of the software we need ourselves, and obviously also buying in other software services or services we need from an external service provider. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. So efficiency is definitely one of the things we're trying to improve constantly. We're trying to offer our customers quick turnaround times in terms of getting access to funding. So if we look at traditional banks and their onboarding processes and their time to making cash actually available to their customers, you know, I don't know, 3 to 6 months. And I think we can, under ideal conditions, get there within 2 weeks. Usually, obviously, the customer needs to provide the right information as well. So it goes both ways. But yeah, I think that's definitely one of the aspects where we're trying to constantly improve and offer good service to our customers.
And you mentioned technology there. Can you tell us a bit about your use of TradeTech?
So TradeTech, I think we came across fairly early through a relationship from one of our historical banking connections. And we had a conversation, I think the first conversation was in 2020 with Christoph Bugelmann. We were obviously too small at that stage, and we were focused on South Africa. So there were two hurdles which we couldn't take, but we stayed in touch. And now we are at a point where we're looking into refinancing certain parts of our portfolio with TradeTech and their platform.
This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring Moritz Hill from Emerald Capital. Moritz, you're joining the TFDI. What do you hope to get out of that relationship, that partnership?
So we attended the first conference last year in London, and we really enjoyed it. I think it was a great mix of people from all aspects around the industry. And yeah, we really enjoyed meeting new people there. Obviously, as I mentioned, our focus was a lot on Africa. So here's a good connection into the European or London financial markets, but also technology-wise, we had interesting discussions with the traditional funders like banks, asset managers, and obviously also some potential clients or co-funders. So overall, it was, I think, for us a really good first conference, and that's why we decided to join and participate.
And we're delighted to actually have you on board as a sponsor for the 2024 Trade Finance Investor Day. Thank you for coming on board with that. I mean, why did you decide to become a sponsor?
Yeah, I think obviously being a fairly small company, we're trying to increase our exposure, and that's one of the main reasons. And and we like the format. As I mentioned, we enjoyed participating last year, and I think we can only gain from it.
Excellent. And you know, how important, like you say, is to get all these people in one room together, like an old-fashioned way, people face-to-face, you know, how important is that?
Yeah, I still think that the connections, I mean, you know, if you meet via Zoom or Teams or any of these video conferencing systems, you get a feel for the person, but standing in front of someone, having a drink together or a dinner together and a conversation, I think you make much quicker and better connections that way than via electronic medias. So, I don't think we need to be at conferences every month, but I think there is, especially when it's quality attendance, there's definitely lots of value in the personal connection to the people attending.
Great. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you in autumn later this year. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Emerald Capital again and kind of boil down to the nitty-gritty. What kind of corporates are you interested in providing liquidity to? In which geographies? I know you've mentioned that before. And any particular industries?
So, as I said, geography, Sub-Saharan Africa is the main focus, and the Middle East. Companies, we really don't mind the industry the company is in, as long as it's not a sanctioned company or product or country they're dealing with. Given the starting point of Emerald in South Africa, we have at the moment a large exposure to soft commodities, food-related commodities and exports thereof into Europe, Middle East, Asia. On the other side, as I mentioned at the beginning, obviously my background coming out of the commodity and mining space. So we financing the commodity trade, minerals and others, concentrates, ores, alloys, such things, also again, mainly on the export side. But we don't really restrict ourselves to these industries. I think we haven't had an early and easier access into these industries and sectors, but we do have customers which are in the retail space, as well as in chemicals, paints, and things like that.
Great, thank you. And what type of instruments are you offering to your clients?
So, it's traditional payable finance that's within South Africa, or also known as reverse factoring. We do then on the receivable side, factoring, invoice discounting, or also flexible and variable invoice or receivables finance. A large portion is also on the export side, obviously, where we finance then on an FOB or sometimes even from a inventory or warehouse basis, and provide liquidity at a much earlier stage for our customers.
And just moving on to liquidity, what kind of liquidity providers are you working with at the moment?
So we have our own liquidity through our shareholders, and then we work a lot with other trade finance funds, where we have co-funding arrangements in place, depending on industries and products being traded. There is quite a variety of partners we're working with. And then obviously now also TradeTech, where we are looking at portions of our portfolio being refinanced via TradeTech.
And let's talk a little about credit insurance. Now, are you relying on credit insurance yourself, and how are you risk scoring transactions?
So we do insure most of our trades, and in this case, most of it with Allianz outside of South Africa and CGIC in South Africa. And we built a portion of our software is focused on credit risk and managing credit risk, and also data, managing the data we obtain from our customers, in particular their financial health, obviously. And we also are trying to give some of this data back to our customers in terms of the analytics we're running on the financial information. We have an internal credit risk and scoring system, which we apply to every customer on top of whether he's insurable or not.
And you've already talked about how important technology is to you. And it's a question we like to ask everyone, what is the role of technology, and does that include the use of AI, and what's on the horizon for you?
So we would like to use AI. We haven't found the right space yet for it. But we kind of said, okay, like CRM, as well as certain other software areas, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We're buying these compartment or these parts in and utilizing external software. And then on the asset data management, data analytics, as well as credit risk, we built our own software, and as well as on the customer, let's call it interface, as well as collection of information, processing of information and things like that. That's where we developed some of the parts ourselves.
Great. Moritz Hill, Director at Emerald Capital, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts. Follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter. That's probably the best place to keep in touch with everything we do. And go to tradefinancedistribution.com for everything else you need to know.